Hi friends, this is chapter 2 under marketing research. What we are going to study is the introduction to marketing research process. There is a way in which you conduct your marketing research. This chapter is essentially going to teach you about how do you go about doing a marketing research. These are the objectives that we can set for ourselves so that right from understanding how to define your problem, which is then taken on to marketing research stage, then the entire process understanding, so that you are able to then also formulate the marketing research proposal. So after understanding the proposal, we move to the stage of developing a proposal so that you get a comprehensive idea of how the overall marketing research agency also work. And when agency has to develop a proposal, this is what they have to keep in mind. Yeah. So let's understand this the research problem. Let's begin with that. As such, the marketing research process is the systematic identification, collection, analysis and distribution of information for the purpose of knowledge development and decision making. It's a self-explanatory few areas, like a systematic process which collects the data, collates, analyzes, then that analysis is distributed, means findings are presented to the relevant people. For that, based on the knowledge, the decision making takes place. Yeah. So that's the importance of this particular marketing research process understanding. It revolves around, these are the stakeholders of the marketing research, like current customers, prospective customers, lost customers also are contacted many times during a marketing research. Employees, there are employee research, employee satisfaction or employee idea generation, etc. So there are various ways that employee also becomes a part of your stakeholder, the community, the business environment, as well as stakeholders and various other stakeholders who are linked to your organization can form your part of marketing research. So when, for example, company is doing a corporate image research, so not only vendor, the shareholders, the suppliers, the end consumers all form part to become your marketing research sales holder, you know, stakeholders, because their feedback about your corporate image is going to build your image index. And that image index, when monitored over a period of time, you come to know whether your corporate image is stable, deteriorated, improved over a period of time. So that's the importance. These are various stakeholders there in the marketing research whom you may have to consult, not all of them every time. The research brief. So the first and foremost aspect is the making of a research brief. Okay. Brief must contain the information researchers wish to aspects, and the aspects like purpose of the research, objective, the time horizon, resource allocation and reporting format. So one need to start with the why this research is needed. What is it that you are facing? What is the opportunity that you saw? Then that's what defines your purpose. And that is what is why you want to do a research. The objective, you state your objective. Why the, when you do this research, what is that you want to achieve? So that's what comes out into your objective, the time horizon, the period, the budgetary constraints or the resource, other resources that is possible to allocate, etc. The formats and the manner of its representation, etc. are like kind of a part of your research brief, so to say. This brief is a derivative of a research dilemma and management dilemma. And what is that happens? And what is that the management faces that gets translated into a research brief? So management at times gets stuck. As I told you, internal information can give you information to some extent. Marketing intelligence may provide you little more elaborate and deeper understanding. But there are certain areas that you really cannot without really doing a marketing research, which is more to do with the behavioral, psychographic, physiological and competitive pressures, etc. Personality, attitude and its impact on the consumer's buying preference, brand preference, etc. So for which you have to have the marketing research. Now, these are the areas also linked to environmental areas, etc. Management always remains in the state of dilemma. So they wonder what will happen. So that's the stage where the marketing research comes into picture. You have overt difficulties, and they face either the latent difficulties or unnoticed opportunities. So very briefly, latent difficulties are the one which is like lying, you know, in them. It is lying with them, but not been felt, and therefore they are not able to articulate. Or difficulties like obvious difficulties that they face, and therefore the unnoticed opportunities are like they are not able to determine whether there is an opportunity. They are able to see the gap, but they are not able to determine the opportunity to fill that gap, etc. So that is unnoticed opportunity. These are the classically three areas in which the management dilemmas are put in. Having done that, then only you know that what your shape of your research brief could be, and then various other aspects linked to that. So first and foremost important this thing is the defining a decision problem. This is not a part of that research process that we are going to still come to, but this is like the way towards marketing research process and then building your proposal. And this is something a pre-stage that I am trying to explain you. Defining decision problem. Decision problem is different from what your obvious problem that you put in, or you are facing it. So sale declining is the obvious problem that you are facing it. But decision problem is what? Decision problem needs to be something that will give you an idea that when handled, when you get an inference out of the market research, that idea when handled based on the inferred analysis and your decision should result into certain positive marketing impact. So you need to really understand this difference as to merely just slapping the problem as it is not going to yield you the desired research even after doing a sound research. So I am trying to take little more time therefore that we understand this aspects very well. Problem faced by the management must be translated into a market research problem in the form of questions that define the information that is required to make the decision and how this information can be obtained. Thus the decision problem is then the translated into a research problem. So, as I said, the obvious problem, sales declining is a problem that you face, is not a research problem. So, research problem needs to say that something like, if I have to give you an example, extempore is like, wish to understand the impact of competitive pressure, competitive action and substitutes on my sale decline. So, then at least you have gone closer to what you are trying to study. Wish to understand the causes of my sales decline. So then you know that you are trying to understand what is leading to the decline in the sales. So and you are sure that, you know, some action on those areas will again help you to bounce back. So that's what is a slight difference. If I move forward, problem may be whether it is feasible to launch. Or you already have the example also followed by the corresponding research problem might be to assess whether the market would accept a new product. So this very well brings out, the problem is, you want to launch a new product. Should I launch a new product? So your research problem is, will market accept my new product? The objective of the research should be to define clearly. It should be very clear. It should ensure a true decision making. It should really give an idea as to what is a decision that you want to take. To take that decision, what is an answer that you are trying to seek? And that answer is a derivative of certain understanding. So then your entire research problem, research methodology, etc. gets aligned. So defining the research problem. So having understood the management dilemma and the management decision problem to research problem, we have understood the difference. Now we really actually get into understanding this little better. Essentially it covers research cycle. This is the first stage, as they say, and it starts with the problem and ends with the solution. So the findings are supposed to get you the desired solution. It's a statement pointed around with the whole research is revolves. So it's a statement around which the whole research will work upon. The entire research design, sampling design, etc. will work around what you define it as your problem. It essentially answers all of them or some of them. So who, what, when, where, why kind of questions are supposed to be raised as your research brief, which when attended and research is completed gets you the desired answer. I've tried explaining you through a table management problem, that is the decision problem, and the marketing research problem. So how does this change? Relocating budget to media, That's a management problem, Yani. There is a need, Yani. The management feels that there is a need that I want to play with my media budget. But they do not know what to do, where to cut, where to increase, etc. So the research problem is estimate the impact and awareness generated by each media. So you then find out what is the impact that each media generates. So that impact understanding will help you where to cut and where to invest more in which media, etc. Should office be kept open on Saturday? Now, if you take this only problem as a research problem, and if the researcher goes and asks employees, the vendors, the other stakeholders, and if they say yes, what's the point? And the research problem is evaluate the service utilization on Saturdays and customers willing to adopt. So you try to then find out instead, Yani, whether is the full service utilization happening on Saturday? Are customers open to our closed on Saturday? More important is that, Yani. So that understanding will help you to determine whether office should remain open or not. That's how I have written two other areas as your example. I'm not getting into each one of them. Research problem has a very important correlation or the relation or the link with what you call hypothesis, Yani. So let's define and understand what is hypothesis, Yani. So hypothesis is nothing but one need to really understand. Hypothesis is a proposition which a researcher wants to verify. So from your research problem, you then come out with one proposition and you then work on to verify that. So that one proposition has to have certain aspects in it, Yani. So thought and idea whose merit requires an evaluation. So whether my new product will be accepted by the market. So the thought is new product acceptance. And then you try to verify, evaluate that. MR is done to either confirm or disapprove of it, Yani. So when MR is done and the finding emerges, you will either confirm what you have put in as a, you know, verifiable proposition, or you disapprove where that your assumptions are not in line with what the findings are. So you disapprove. It's a proposed statement on the basis of limited evidence or the information. Before you get into the research, there are certain limited information which is available to you. You have a problem. You probably know that this is what is causing it. You are converted into a research problem. And that research problem is represented as a hypothesis. It is like a kind of outcome that you expect, which you declare. That outcome, when verified through a research finding, will tell you that yes, there is, this is valid, or this outcome what you thought is not valid, Yani, and therefore you reject it, Yani. So there is a concept of hypothesis which comes into picture, very important. We will study this as we move forward. It's a statement, it's a proposed statement, and not the fact, Yani. It just leaves something like changing dash into dash will result into this, Yani. So reducing the price by 10% will increase sale by 20%. So that's what, Yani. So your hypothesis is price reduction by 10% helps me to increase or double my sale, Yani. So that's what hypothesis is, Yani. Research problem is will the price impact, price decisions will impact my sale. So that's your research say problem. So that's how the overall a link comes, made on the basis of limited evidence, Yani. There is no real evidence available. Few past internal records and some market intelligence may be telling you, but now you are definitely wanting to verify it, Yani. End of research either proved or disapproved, and it's a starting point for further investigation. So after you do this research, at the end you may decide, you may come to know that price reduction doesn't increase my sale necessarily, or price reduction does help me to build volume. So that's what. But that's when happens, Yani. Either you approve or disapprove your hypothesis, your other steps begin. So your entire managerial activity begins after your hypothesis is either verified to be true or verified to be not true. Good hypothesis. So these are some of the qualities of a good hypothesis. Needs to be backed up by the strategy, and strategy needs to be rooted in the solution to a problem. We'll understand with the example. Result in quantifiable form, Yani. Giving 10% in promotion offer increases sale by 14%. So that's how it is kind of represented. It is one problem rather than multiple of them. You don't have multiple problem built into your one hypothesis, Yani. It should be one problem in linked to one hypothesis. Giving 10% in promotion offer increases sale and profitability. So that's a multiple this thing. So not right as a good hypothesis. Yeah. So you have to like link with any one problem. So that's what, and then is impact. So that's what problem and impact approach to the good hypothesis. Hypothesis must be centered around three main things. Yeah. Presumed problem, hypothesis by increasing number of hunting lines from 4 to 6, all prospects will get attended. The presumed problem, presumed in the sense, I am not able to attend all my customers because I have a limited number of hunting lines. So there is a presumed problem that you are not able to service your customers because your number of hunting lines available to you are very limited, 4 only. So therefore you put in hypothesis that more this number will be, I will be able to service 100% of my customers. Proposed solution, making multi-part application form will increase application rate by 30%. Those students, and some of you have experience, when you apply for the foreign universities or when you apply, you either have a running form or you have a part forms. You know, it is available to you in various parts and the program saves information that you have done it to a particular level. In the running part of the form, the problem is if due to some net connectivity or due to something, if your connection breaks, whatever that you have filled in so far also disappears. So this was determined as one of the reason why we don't get a good application number. So you put a hypothesis, which is a proposed solution. It says that converting our application into multi-part format application, you will expect a jump in the application rate by 30% or anticipated results. And hypothesis can be framed with the anticipated result perspective also. Making multi-part application form will increase the lead conversion by 20%. So it is going beyond not just getting 30% more application, but it says that multi-part application leads to 20% better lead conversion. So it is a final application of this. So anticipated result that I will get better lead conversion means I will get more admission done through the applied forms. So that's the way hypothesis framing can happen. It could be either a presumed problem, could be proposed solution, or could be anticipated result. We are still continuing to understand the characteristics of the good hypothesis. Earlier I have told you that what is good hypothesis. So let's list some of the characteristics of it. And it's based on sound reasoning. There is some element of secondary reason or past information or market intelligence that you have, on which you have based your hypothesis. Provides a reasonable explanation for the predicted outcome. It gives you an idea as to what is that outcome that you are looking at, which will predict what. So that is very clearly coming out. Clearly states the relationship between the defined variables. So between the two variables, it clearly states the relationship. Multi-part application format is one, vis-a-vis the number of applications or the lead conversion. That's the second variable. So it really clearly states the connection. Defines variables in clearly measurable terms. So that those numbers which came in 30% jump in the application rate or 20% better lead conversion, etc. So that's a numerical. It is self-explanatory and corresponds with existing knowledge. It matches with your existing knowledge. You know everything that has been mentioned out there. You feel this is a scenario likely or possible or happening now, etc. It must be verifiable. Having written this doesn't mean that you have a good hypothesis. Whatever mentioned out there should be verifiable. If you have no access to finding it out, if your own university system cannot give you an idea about what was the past application rate, what was the past conversion rate, etc., then this kind of hypothesis will not help you. So it should be verifiable also. That's what it is trying to tell you. So we have understood broadly what are the steps of research, this thing. Coming to now research proposal. Actually, the way I have structured is the research process, etc., is getting covered in the research proposal, because research proposal has to take you through various aspects, including the research process. So as we move forward, you will also get the detailed understanding about the research process. You have understood the basics, the precondition of a good research process to start. So we will now start into understanding research proposal. in which we will also cover research process. So let's understand what is the research proposal. Proposal, as they say, it is like I am proposing that your research should happen in this particular manner. It is like a research problem. It sets out the problem, sets out whom to approach, where to approach, what is the derivative of it going to be, the objective that is going to answer, etc. Thus sets out the research design, as the word says. These steps are also known as the steps in marketing research process. So what is mentioned in proposal, you will simultaneously cover research process also. So these are the 10 points in the research proposal. This is also 10 marketing research processes. So this is a proposal, this thing, but we will see as we move forward the research process. So what is the constituents of the good research proposal? Title and keywords, aims and objectives, background information, hypothesis, as I told you, data collection, that is how are you going to collect the data, the methodology that you are going to approach, schedule of activity, code of conduct, research limitations and expected outcomes, by when, how, etc. So that is a 10 points in the research proposal. So let's understand the research processes involved. So these are the research process steps. Define the problem, convert into objective, generation of the hypothesis, define the research design, the overall plan. It has in it the sampling plan also and the data collection related matter. And then you have data analysis and then how the results are getting communicated. So that's the overall six step in the marketing research process. Helps you to understand now one by one. So the step one is defining problem and its objective. Management dilemma and management problem. So we have understood earlier what is management dilemma, the decision, management decision vis-a-vis what is research brief or the research problem. So research problem, management dilemma put together creates a research problem. So you translate the management dilemma into the research problem. So management dilemma gives you the idea about the management problem converted into research problem. So that's the first step. And we have understood the importance of that, the difference and the importance. Research team has to make use of customer feedbacks and various sources to be in a position to define research problem very well. The problem could be launching a new product or a service, low awareness of the company product or a service, a poor company image or a reputation, distributor related problems. So you have a management problem. Should I introduce the new product, etc. Then you link it to one of this, whether my brands are companies well aware about, people are aware about my company and its offering, etc. So that way you translate your management problem. We have discussed this earlier, so I'm not repeating vis-a-vis the example. So management is in a state of particular dilemma, which defines the management problem. Management problem needs to be converted into research problem. That is, what is it that you want to research about? And that research problem needs to be defined very well. Your research problem is a starting point around which, not only starting point, around which entire marketing research will revolve. Because from there, what will come out is your hypothesis, your objective, etc. Research objective. So it's a derivative of your problem. Nature of answer to hypothesis or the need that you are seeking, what you ultimately want. So research problem, when narrated well, will tell you, okay, what should be your objective be. So should, will my new product be accepted in the market? The objective is to understand the need for new product in the market, acceptance criteria by the consumers, and then introduction of the new product to the consumers, and then acceptance level of consumers about my new product. So that's how, so you have an objective which is translated into various objectives of your research problem. So that's how the research management dilemma lead to management decision, convert into research objective, research problem to research objective. And that's where the research hypothesis also gets framed. Formulating the research problem, we continue to understand that. Specify the research objectives very clearly. The environment or the context of the problem. You define problem very clearly. You put a context to it, okay, by why you felt at this stage that the research is needed. That has to come out very well. the nature of the problem. This is a result of what all that is happening around it. Yeah. So you clearly give that perspective. Alternative course that you can take in such cases, what will be the impact of those alternative courses on that if you take without, you know, research, etc. So person gets an idea, and then degree of uncertainty. In all this thing, you establish that what is your degree of uncertainty? What is it that you really are not able to make out? So having done that, the researcher will get an idea that, yeah, this is what I need to study. This is what I need to study in detail. This is what I need to probably study in cursory manner, etc. So this is a critical aspect of a research problem. Good research problem needs to facilitate all this kind of understanding to the marketing research agency. Step 2, generation of hypothesis. As we have said, based on this, your hypothesis emerge. Management dilemma convert into management problem, management problem to research problem, research problem to research objective. And then we come to the hypothesis. We have understood what is good hypothesis and all. I'm not getting into it. Problem to hypothesis is the best concluded statement regarding the relation between the two variables. We have seen that good format and rise in application rate or rise in lead conversion, etc. The characteristics are they must be statement of the relationship between the two variables and they must carry clear implications. So it is represented in such a way that two variables between which the relationship is more clearer, put in as a conversion of research problem into what has been generally felt as a likely this thing, which is then around which the research is done, and at the end of the research, hypothesis is either proved right or wrong, and then the next step of management action starts. So we want to just understand the relationship. Problem should be stated as a question, and the problem statement should express two variables, not more, and the quantifiable relation between the two. I have given you the examples how probably this thing could be. Okay. Are consumers with above average income more likely to buy exotic product than lower income group, etc.? That's again a contextual reference. This is again an open this thing where the two variable relationship are there, but there is no quantification. So you know that it is very little vague and it is open to any interpretation vis-a-vis the above one where clear quantification has been done. The third step is the research design. This is where entire research construct that is going to happen. When I say that, it starts with research problem, research objective, research hypothesis, etc. Highlights what will be the research that is going to bring out. Therefore, based on that, what light result will throw at, yani, gives methodology of the data collection, how is that data is going to get collected, quanti, quali, and I have told you that each one has a technique, etc. So all those things as we go forward from chapter 2 to 14, you will know. So all those things that gets quantitative method will be used, and under that this technique will be used, and then this is how the data is going to get analyzed, etc. Gives methodology of the data collection, provides analysis approach, that is how the data is going to get analyzed, where data will be analyzed, layered up to which it will be analyzed. So analysis, statistical analysis, then under that what all, which technique are they going to use, confidence index and all that, is like up to what level you want this data to be reliable when applied to the population, etc. Vis-a-vis, as they say, the layers. So when I say layers, like you want state level quantification also, or you want zone level only is fine, or you want state level language wise quantification. You want state level B2B and you want B2C quantification. So that many layers come into picture on which the data needs to be analyzed after being gathered. So that is also very critical. It determines not only the time, the budget, etc. gets impacted. Marketing research can be carried out on one-on-one, one of this method. So when you do this, when I say that first it has to decide which research methodology, exploratory research, descriptive research, causal research. So we'll briefly understand this. Exploratory research means, as I told you earlier also, so I'm going to be a little quick. And it is just an exploration about an idea that you have and its feasibility thereof, which you try to do it through available means of information and you take a decision whether you still wish to go ahead or not. So that's what explorative research is. Sources of information are plenty and you can use them to your advantage. Sequencing the explorative research, a secondary source of information is collected. Knowledgeable people are interviewed. Yeah. So even that involves interviewing. You know, for every industry, etc., there are always very smart people, knowledgeable people, because they are into it for number of years, or they are very practical people, etc. So you can even meet some of them to gather their input about what is happening in the industry, opportunity, gaps, needs, etc. You form an hypothesis, again, for the exploratory research perspective, and that through secondary and other source of data, examining analog situations. So you examine various situations from the available context of information, and then you derive at the end of exploratory research, you decide, should I consider now this product to be in my company's portfolio? If you say yes, you will then need a detailed market research. You say no, then fair enough. And you have decided that this product cannot be part of my company's new portfolio. Stop. You have not spent much on primary research, extensive research, etc. But still you have taken decision based on certain sound exploratory research approach. Descriptive research is a very detailed research. It helps you to finally decide, take a decision which has a longer perspective in it. It has a capital intensive decision. Also, it impacts the future of the organization, etc. There are many variables which are of a long-term and critical in nature gets impacted using descriptive research. Type of study can involve the description of the extent of association between the variables and profit and sale, or say like price and sale, demand, etc. Those kind of relationship and association it is probing. Descriptive study specifies the number and size of the market segment, alternative ways, which are the other comparison attributes, features, etc. Where all and what all aspects you want to cover during your research are being mentioned in the descriptive research, which gets translated into when you either form a questionnaire or a checklist, etc. I've given you a quick emphasis of descriptive research when it comes to business or a customer's need identification or satisfaction, brand characteristics or brand image, etc. So these are the descriptive research. Causal research, it's a research really linked to the causes, you know, cause and effect kind of understanding. Generally, causal research deals with why as a question. Why this? Why this has happened? Why this has not happened? Why consumers are buying this way? Why consumers are using a indirect payment method, or, you know, etc. So there are various whys that get answered through a causal research. Why my price increase is falling my demand, etc. Why my offers are not working, or why my offers are working very well, etc. There are occasions when the researcher will want to know why a change is one variable impacts the other, etc. This research is about analyzing the causes and their corresponding effect observed and to predict the future based on it. So it is not only the cause and effect, but based on that, you also predict the future. So causal research also tells you what is going to happen in the future. So that's the another aspect of causal research. Step 3, that is the marketing research design. Very critical. It's a skeleton of entire marketing research plan. So we'll understand that it's an encompassing of entire wireframe. And as you can see, various aspects of research are covered in that. Includes where the secondary data will be collected from, where the how that secondary data will be linked to your exploratory aspect of the research, to then moving to primary research, again, defining the management dilemma, management problem, to research problem, to objective setting, to hypothesis, to quanti-quali methods, etc. And then under that, which technique will be used, and then how the statistics, that sampling is going to happen, how the analysis is going to happen, and more. Yeah. So, various things are getting covered in that. So it tells you the data sources essentially, if I have to very quickly give you a summarization, secondary or primary, both or any one, approach, observation, focus group, survey, experiment. So this comes out of your deciding whether quanti, quali, exploratory, descriptive, causal, what is that that you want, yeah, and based on that, whether the questionnaire will be used or interview will be used or mechanical aids will be used or, you know, those things and a camera and tools, etc. So then comes the tools that you will use, etc. Assembling plan, that is the unit size and the procedure. So how you plan, how you sample, who's your sample, that's your unit size. If population is so much, what is the size of your sample that you are going to do? You are not going to cover 5 million. If your population who match those criteria are 5 million, you are not going to cover 5 million. Then you have to decide, for getting 99% confidence or 90% confidence, I must meet say 1% or 0.5%, whatever. So that kind of this thing, statistics helps you there, and the procedure. So random sampling, certified random sampling, whatever. So that's the procedure and how the sample is going to get chosen and interviewed, etc. Contact method, whether personal, interview, telephonic, internet based, whatever. So this is a research design. This is a critical aspect of the research design. This 5 points make a good research design.